Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program here. The number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
Oh, wait. No, wait. It's Matt. You're just not as pretty, Matt, but it's still pretty. Great to have you here.
They confused me a little there.
And I'm also in for Aria tonight. She is not feeling well, so I've stepped in. Lots of stuff to talk about. Of course, your calls are welcome. You can bring up anything that you like. In fact, we're going to go straight to your calls to start this out because, well, George has called in. Are you still Uber George? You used to be TSA George, but then you quit working for the TSA. And
dude, that was like 8 years ago.
Yeah, and then,
almost nine, right there.
And then you were Uber George because then you started doing Uber.
I'm still that Uber.
Okay.
Yeah,
Uber George is with us here, calling from DC. Still stuck in the belly of the beast. What's going on? What's on your mind tonight?
I just gotta ask. It's like, what did your hometown do to you that you had to send your hurricane over to completely smash it today?
Yes, I'd like to apologize for what I am currently doing
to Florida,
the southwest corner of Florida, or the southwest, I guess, south central.
Ian never really gets mad, so he just bottles it up, and it turns out like this.
Yeah, pretty much like that. It builds up, and then instead of exploding on air or doing some kind of angry speech or something like that, like a normal person. No, he just goes into the back room, summons Mother Nature, and then just watches his whole place burn, come crashing down, and stuff like that.
Yeah, it works. It's definitely not burning. There's a lot of water. I've seen some of the video today. I was looking over on like the Weather Channel Twitter, and they of course have some pretty crazy stuff.
There's a gang of alligators fighting a pack of sharks in a Walmart parking lot.
Oh my gosh.
Real?
No, but I'm pretty much that one.
There was a shark that swam down the street in a video.
I thought he was kidding. Oh, wait, there was a shark swimming down a street?
Yes. Yeah. Because of flooding, right? So the ocean is...
Why do people live in Florida?
I know.
Well, it's warm.
Yeah, and there's no income tax like New Hampshire.
Yeah,
that's true. It doesn't have the winters like New Hampshire.
But that said, you cannot shovel floodwaters away. Like, people complain about shoveling snow up here. And it's like, well, okay, at least it's not coming in my front door.
Or in your basement.
Yeah.
Snow doesn't ruin your basement.
Yeah, I can go out there and I can shovel it away and it's done with. Whereas right now, if you are in Fort Myers, Florida, in that area, especially on whatever that island is, I saw some video where the video camera was apparently mounted 6 feet off the ground, and like crazy waves were coming and washing over this camera.
Yeah, no,
but in Florida's defense, I mean, at least there you can have yourself a pet alligator named Rambo. Like I remember seeing how somebody
took that lady's alligator from her.
Mm. Oh, they did?
As I recall.
Oh, that sucks.
Maybe she got him back. I don't know what's going on, what happened with Rambo, but they were threatening that lady over her pet gator. So, no, you cannot legally have
Florida's
a pet gator.
Florida's so unique, Between that and all the Florida man stuff,
Florida man, you mean DeSantis? Like, I heard DeSantis was gonna put the hurricane on a plane and send it to Martha's Vineyard.
Yes, Major Payne called in with that joke last night.
Oh, man.
I don't know what so many people complain about with that. It's like Martha's Vineyard is like the Beverly Hills of the East Coast,
Totally.
I mean, it's hardly the worst place to send a bunch of undocumented people like that. I mean,
well, they were sent to that place under false pretenses, apparently. So, I mean, that's not cool. what they did to those folks was definitely not cool. It was, they used the, DeSantis used those humans as political pawns in his little game.
Sure
and,
But at the same time, they're all like, oh, you know, everyone's welcome. Everyone's welcome. So I mean, I can understand where he's coming from in that. He's just trying to prove a point. It's like, okay, here you go. He's just 50 people. And then it shows, oh, wait, no, you're not welcome anymore. You know, it's kind of like.
Yeah, I saw I saw an internet exchange where some lady from Martha's Vineyard says, "Can't we just give them some nice clothes?"
Yeah, nice clothes. I saw that too, and I thought
it's like
it's weird.
They're so out of touch that you know, like yeah, lady, the number one problem these people are facing is a lack of Versace shoes.
And the clothes just aren't nice enough.
George, thanks man for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Well, you think we're going to go to nuclear war with Russia over the over the U.S. blowing up that pipeline? I'm pretty sure it was us.
Well, I wanted to get into that, actually, so I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you for the call. Yeah, we weren't involved in it here in the studio.
I
don't think you were
either. Well, no, yeah, I know that.
Thank you, George. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it, man. The number here is 603-283-6160. But, yeah, some of the video is pretty crazy out of South Florida right now.
Instead of calling TSC George, we can call him George with a mouse in his pocket.
Why?
Because we're going to, or do you think we're going to go to war with, you know, no, we're not going to, Ian's not going to war, Bonnie's not going to war.
There's a mouse in his pocket.
Because people say we when they're talking about...
You say, what, you got a mouse in your pocket? We who?
I've never heard that one before.
No,
we should use it against Sarah. I have heard it, but I didn't get what you meant at first.
George with a mouse in his pocket.
So anyway, the video is pretty crazy coming out of Southwest Florida right now. I feel bad for anybody that you know has to deal with the insane water damage that these buildings are going to be suffering. But hey, you know, you risk what you risk when you live right next to the ocean and you know that hurricanes come in there fairly often. You know, for all the complaints that we hear about New Hampshire being so cold, the worst weather that we have to deal with up here is... a winter storm.
Mm-hmm. And there's not even that many winter storms like blizzards, right?
I mean, we do get the occasional 1.5 magnitude earthquake.
No,
nobody feels
it.
And no bugs. Not no bugs,
well,
but
bugs during the summer.
Barely any bugs. No bugs compared to Florida.
Actually, it wasn't like 10 years ago, Vermont got absolutely hammered by an ice storm. I remember, so I still lived in New York at the time. And everybody who owned a chainsaw in New York was, like, piling into their pickup trucks and driving off to Vermont to, like, bail Vermont out with all the downed trees and wires and everything that was everywhere.
The biggest problem you get into up here is usually that if power goes out, it's potentially deadly because, well, you might freeze if you don't have any kind of way of generating heat during the wintertime. And that's more of a problem of centralized power distribution than it is... anything else.
Cause it's proof of failure when you centralize anything.
You can build a fire, but if you can't cool yourself down somehow in Florida, then you can die. Like, old people die in Arizona every year.
Yeah, old people die in Florida of heat exhaustion and things like that, too, for sure. So, there's, you know, not much else to say. The hurricane down there is currently pummeling that particular area. I believe the eye just hit land fairly recently, like within the last couple of hours. So, and apparently, Weather Channel did a comparison. This particular hurricane, Ian... It is much larger than a previous hurricane called Hurricane Charley, I believe. It was 2004 that also took a similar path. It went very, very near where this one is. The Hurricane Charley fit in the size of the eye of this current hurricane.
Wow, really?
Apparently, yeah.
What was Charley's do? Because that was a famous... Was that the one that hit twice? Didn't that one come hit land and go back out to the ocean and come in
back
and hit again?
That's almost ringing a bell. Charley just rang a bell this morning when Ian was talking about it. I was like, I remember that being on like Fox News when I was
a kid. Yeah, it was a big deal. This is a much, much, much bigger hurricane, though.
It's big. Yeah, no doubt about it. So good luck to those folks. So I got a video here. I didn't mean to play it right there, but... from Joe Biden being asked, and I don't remember when this was. I think this was some time ago now. This video is not dated. Okay, February, according to the person who posted it. When Joe Biden was asked regarding the Nord Stream pipeline. Now, we've talked about the Nord Stream pipeline. This is what George was bringing up at the end of his phone call there. There has been sabotage. A pipeline, one of the Nord Stream pipelines, has been blown up.
Underwater, right?
Underwater.
Oh, well, that's tricky.
Yes. Yeah, the average person is not going to be able to pull a job like this off, right? So this thing just recently got blown up, I think within the last 24 to 48 hours. It's currently leaking gas because, well, it was actually filled with gas. Apparently, what happened with this pipeline, because you guys have probably heard that Nord Stream 1, this is Nord Stream 2 that was blown up, Nord Stream 1 has been shut down by the Russians, quote-unquote, due to sanctions, because they need certain parts, supposedly, to fix the pipeline, and because of the sanctions, they can't get the parts.
It sounds like...
And that, sorry, does one go to Europe as well?
They both go to Europe.
Okay.
So we're going to continue with this. The second one has now been sabotaged, and of course, the big question is, who did the deed? There's more coming up here in moments. It is.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. You can join 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Matt.
Also, want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. If you are ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, it might be a good time to do so. Given the price of Bitcoin is currently below $20,000 per coin. I mean, this is, we're talking about 2017 levels here, folks. This is a real discount off of what the previous record high was, which was around $60,000-something. So, and you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin to get into cryptocurrency. You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. So you can learn about the basics first and foremost by going to Bitcoin.com and clicking Get Started at the top of the page. That's Bitcoin.com, where you can also buy your first cryptocurrency. And you can get the latest news headlines from their news site at news.bitcoin.com. They have so many great features. But if you've never been into this before, just take the time to learn the basics about decentralized money, cutting the banks out of the picture, cutting the governments out, getting rid of government money and putting something that actually works and empowers the individual into your hands. Go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started. So we just started talking about this Nord Stream 2, not the first Nord Stream. So Nord Stream 1 was in the news in late July when the Russian government said, who operates this through their Russian government-operated gas company? I think it's called Gazprom.
Right.
The, Gazprom announced...
It's basically their Exxon, right?
Well, is Exxon state-owned?
No, but it's just a giant...
This is a state-owned state-owned gas company. This is the equivalent of the Venezuelan gas company.
Right, huge.
But they're not... a total mess. They actually get the job done, and Venezuela is in terrible shape. But anyway, so Nord Stream 1 was announced that they were going to cut the volume on the pipeline, which goes to Germany's, where it terminates. They're going to cut the volume down to 20% of what its normal volume would be. And that's a huge cut. And so that happened for about a month's time, and that was when the, you know, the news started coming out about how Germany's going to start stacking gas, right? Like they're storing gas, they're storing this natural gas for the wintertime, knowing that things could get more difficult, so they're preparing for this. Gas prices started going up because of the restricted supply, and then toward the end of August, it was announced that Nord Stream 1 would be shutting down for repairs for a few days. Like shutting down completely, going from 20% to zero. But then what happened was, when the repairs were attempted, supposedly, they didn't succeed. And so the Russian government announced that they were, or Gazprom, announced that they were not going to bring the pipeline back online at all. So no more 20%. It's going to stay at zero. And they said it's going to stay at zero until... the sanctions against them end that, of course, the European Union is participating in. And so the sanctions are prohibiting them, supposedly, from getting the necessary parts that they need, that, which they don't manufacture in Russia. They're manufactured, I believe, somewhere in Europe. Or Canada. It might actually be Canada. Anyway, somewhere within the, you know, the big G7 block is where these parts are made. And so Russia's saying, well, look, you know, we're happy to sell you gas, but we can't sell you gas if the pipeline's not working. And the pipeline's not working because, well, y'all won't trade with us. So you don't want to send us the parts to fix, you know, we're willing to pay for the parts. You don't want to send us the parts to fix the pipeline. No gas for you. But here's the other thing. So that's Nord Stream 1, and that's what the current status of it is. Shut down until sanctions are lifted. But what about Nord Stream 2? Nord Stream 2 is a pipeline that is actually underwater. And it also apparently, as I understand it, terminates in Germany. It is in the Baltic Sea is where this one is located. They spent apparently $20 billion building this pipeline.
Isn't the Baltic Sea right over Ukraine?
No, I don't think Ukraine touches that location. I could be wrong about that, but
I'm not really good at Eastern Europe geography.
Yeah, somebody can pull up a map when they get a chance. But anyway, I believe it's the northern, whatever's north of Germany, that body of water. And so this week, just a couple days ago, or you know maybe a day ago, this second pipeline got exploded, apparently. Something happened to it. And it's not clear what has transpired, but obviously fingers are beginning to be pointed in this case. But what happened prior to this, as I understand it, with Nord Stream 2, was it was not being used. Even though all this money was spent on Nord Stream 2, some German politicians at some point, and I think this was actually before the whole Ukraine situation, some German politicians said, no, we're not going to use that right now. Now, if they were planning on doing it later, I don't know all the ins and outs of that, but basically this pipeline was not being utilized. They weren't actually pulling any gas from this pipeline, despite the fact that it is gasified or whatever. So Russia had filled this pipeline with gas. It was ready to go, like it was just waiting on the German politicians, essentially, to authorize the use of this pipeline. And now it's been blown up. And now it's leaking gas into the Baltic Sea.
Interesting.
So who is behind this? Well, of course,
in the Baltic Sea, by the way, it's in between Sweden and Finland, like those fingers. Goes all the way over Poland, over Estonia, Lithuania, and over
Germany.
Doesn't
it touch Russia on the eastern end?
Yep, yes. Just barely, right. Little gulf.
Right. So
and the one I was thinking was the Black Sea, and it's under Ukraine.
Thank you. So, yeah, so that's what we're talking about here. And the question, of course, is who did this? So the finger-pointing has begun. Some people are saying, oh, well, it must have been Russia. They sabotaged their own pipeline just to put it, you know, put the screws to Western Europe this winter. It was already going to be difficult for them without Nord Stream 1, and now they probably won't be able to use Nord Stream 2. We know that the European governments are desperate. They need to get heat for the wintertime, and so they're having to buy from places like China, which are just buying the Russian
stuff and then reselling
gas and reselling it. But it's at a much higher price, so people are already seeing their power bills go crazy. Some people said it was Ukraine that destroyed the pipeline. Not sure what the rationale is for that claim. So there's all kinds of claims out there. But then here's what Joe Biden said, apparently back in February of this year.
Let me answer the first question first. If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
Well, how will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
What a psychopath.
We have our way.
Yes.
You know, so who did it?
And if you think about it in a bigger picture, war is the health of a state, right?
Sure.
So would it be, you know, who done it? Well, cui bono. So,
who benefits?
Yeah, right. Who benefits? So the war machine benefits. Did the war machine blow it up? Well, I don't know. Does the war machine have access to C4 and scuba divers?
They sure do. So, I mean, here you have Joe Biden
promising.
Yeah, saying if that Russia invades Ukraine, Nord Stream 2 will be destroyed, right?
Tough guy.
Who do you think did this? The number here is 603-283-6160. But why?
More coming up. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News. Authorities are searching for a 42-year-old convicted bomb maker who escaped from a Nevada prison where he was serving a life sentence for a deadly 2007 explosion outside a Las Vegas strip resort. Governor Steve Sisolak ordered an investigation into the incident. Officials did not realize until Tuesday morning that the man was missing. The House January 6th committee scheduled for Wednesday has been postponed because of Hurricane Ian. The hearing was anticipated to be the last before the committee releases a final report of its findings and recommendations by the end of the year. Switzerland's glaciers are melting like never before. This is all according to an academic study released found. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join the show. You're welcome to share your theory if you have one about the Nord Stream 2 pipeline sabotage. Was it conducted by the government? Thugs of the United States, the thugs of Russia, the thugs of Ukraine, or some other party entirely. Because apparently some are saying this damage may be irreparable if it's let, if they can't repair it quickly enough. They're saying that too much seawater, which of course is salty, could run into the pipes lying at the bottom of the Baltic Sea and irreversibly corrode them, according to German officials. But if you want to weigh in here, you're welcome to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live, of course, supported by great listeners like CH, who is a gold-level AMP supporter, one of our AMPs. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. CH contributing $10 a month to that program, getting some perks and benefits. One of the key ones is that you get access to commercial-free podcast, so you don't have any of the recorded ads you would normally hear if you were listening to the full radio show, but you do get the full radio show content there on the AMPS program. Thanks to Patreon, you can go to amps.freetalklive.com to get signed up for that. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Matt here in the studio tonight. So just kind of going over some of the basics of what has transpired in the Baltic Sea with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline being sabotaged this week. And this is pretty damaging to the German people and the rest of the European Union. It's like, well, they probably wouldn't have done this to themselves. So, I mean, hopefully we can rule out the European military or whatever. But why would the United States do this to their supposed ally? Because this doesn't hurt Russia as much as it hurts the European Union. Because they're the ones that need this gas.
That is really strange. Well, I mean, Biden said he would do it anyway, so...
That's right.
Why did he say he would do it if it hurts his allies anyway? It's just strange.
Well, he seemed to think it would punish Russia based on the 40-second audio that we played. Again, this clip of Biden was taken before the invasion of Ukraine by Russia.
Well, I mean, it's probably not going to hurt the politicians in Germany.
No, that's true. They'll be toasty warm.
And those are Biden's actual friends. And anything to hurt Russia, since they may be ruining his money laundering in Ukraine, so I guess I can see why he'd do it.
On September 16th, Putin, this is according to Michael Schellenberger on Twitter, he says, Putin said on the 16th that if Europe wanted more gas, that it should lift the sanctions on Nord Stream 2. Quote, the bottom line is, if you have an urge, if it's so hard for you, just lift the sanctions on Nord Stream 2. Just push the button and everything will get going. So this has been in the politicians' hands the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Construction was done on this pipeline. It was filled with liquid, or I think it's liquefied natural gas. It might just be natural gas, but whatever. It's filled with natural gas, and it was just waiting to be used. Here it is. Y'all need some warmth? Here it is.
So if it's filled with natural gas, does that mean the natural gas is spilling out into the
sea as
well?
That's correct. Yeah, you can see I haven't seen the video of it, but there's images of what looks like almost, not a whirlpool, but like almost looks like a hurricane sitting on the sea itself. Just
like
this,
a big slick?
Well, not slick, but it's gas.
It's just like bubbles. See,
right?
I've seen that, but that's why I asked about the gas, because I didn't know if it would be a different color.
Yeah, don't go over there and smoke a cigarette.
Right, nobody light up.
Yeah.
It's just clear.
I mean, it's just white bubbles coming up from...
No, I mean natural gas. It's clear.
Yeah.
I kind of imagine oil, I guess.
So that's what's happening right now. And again, you know, if you want to weigh in here, the number is 603-283-6160. As Schellenberger points out, concerns have been growing in the West that Europeans might do exactly that after a cold winter, which is to say, turn the pipeline on. And Hungary's prime minister said he wanted to see an end to the sanctions against Russia. Permanently destroying the pipelines, of course, closes off the possibility of restarting gas flows. And, yeah, it would have been money, certainly, in the pocket of Russia should this pipeline have begun operating. But they're going to make the money either way.
Yeah, they're going to sell it to China.
Right, they'll sell the gas to China. They're going to put it on ships. Those ships are going to go through the Suez Canal and deliver that gas in a very inefficient manner, in a manner that's going to, and currently is, driving prices through the roof for these Europeans and European businesses, some of which are already going out of business and filing for bankruptcy because they cannot pay the power bill. Because power bills jumped up, in some cases, by multiple times in a short period of time, and they just can't handle it. So anyway, that's kind of the news there. And again, Biden basically claiming they were going to do this. Now, whether anyone's ever going to take responsibility for this, if there's any way to determine who did this, I mean, it's an underwater sabotage job. I don't know if they've got underwater cameras, but
it
doesn't seem very likely.
Doubt it.
Right.
So, but if you had a head of state in the most powerful country, ostensibly the most powerful country in the world, saying how they're going to sabotage one of your pipelines,
yeah, and then it
wouldn't
happens?
You put like extra security on the pipeline? I can't imagine that.
How do you do that though?
Yeah,
underwater,
that just sounds
scuba?
So that, you know, and it's not like Russia's a defenseless country; they can afford to put as much security on those pipelines as is necessary. I can't imagine anybody just waltzed out there in a submarine and just started...
Yeah, but I was going to say, they wouldn't have to have cameras. They would have to have, like, a boat with radar detector.
Which I'm sure they have, like sonar or whatever, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
Tons of them.
There was something here about the Danish government maybe conducting some sort of investigation, and I guess Russia has issued a call to the UN Security Council to do something, address this issue in some way, shape, or form. So that's what's happening here. I don't know for how long this thing is going to be leaking, whether or not it can be repaired. Either way, things are not looking good for the people in the European Union coming up this this wintertime. It is going to be rough, especially with, like I said, businesses closing down. There was already, last week we talked about a toilet paper manufacturer, a luxury one, mind you, not the cheaper stuff, but the higher-end toilet paper manufacturer in Germany has filed for bankruptcy because they had an insane power bill, and they couldn't raise their prices quick enough to recoup what they would need to pay the damn power bill for their factory. Because apparently it takes a lot of power to make paper products.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. So that's just the beginning of this. I mean, we've already seen bars, for instance. So mom and pops, businesses, bars and coffee shops in the UK complaining online about their power bills going up by 5-6 times, things like that. I mean, I think one company had like a 10x or a 20x on their power
bill.
That's crazy. Now, maybe those are freak occurrences or whatever, but it is true that everyone there is seeing increases. And so that's going to have to be reflected in the price of the products.
And the thing is, it won't drive those people to say, we need freer markets. It'll drive them to say, we need more centralized control.
They want bailouts.
Dumb. Yeah,
they want bailouts.
Of course they do.
That's what all of these people are saying. In every article about businesses in the European Union that are having a tough time, it's all about, well, we just need a check. Government, give us a check. Get us through this with a check, even though that, of course, is just going to aggravate the problem.
Make it worse, yeah. They're like crackheads.
Yeah.
People are addicted to government money.
It's a bad situation. And so if you want to join us, you can do that here. So, well, since we're talking about money, I know, Bonnie, you wanted to get into financial independence. And, I mean, that's always a good topic to discuss here on Free Talk Live. And it's something that people are not taught in the government schools. They're not given instruction as to how to be independent. And I think you had something about the debt crisis, right? So we're gonna get into financial independence, but also
and that's related. Credit card debt equals not having financial independence.
Correct. So, yeah, the system encourages financial dependence. The system wants you to go and get credit cards. They want you to go and get a college loan. They want you to have all kinds of, you know, payments that you have to make because every other...
With interest.
Yeah, every payment with interest that you have to make is another chain around your leg. And that's the situation with a huge amount of people in the United States, and I'm sure elsewhere in the world. So we'll get into the credit card debt crisis. And again, if you want to weigh in on the Nord Stream situation with your theory, you're welcome to join us as well. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, we're going to get into the debt crisis, credit card debt. U.S. people are drowning in it, and Bonnie's got a story about that. Ian, Bonnie, and Matt in the studio here tonight. Don't forget, you can join us online any old time you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com, and you can interact with the chat service there, the Matrix chat server. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com. And I want to apologize for people who might have been frustrated. Maybe I was one of the only ones that was frustrated by it. But on the chats, so the whole thing with the Matrix chat server, one of the cool aspects about it is you can make your own room. So there's already, I don't know, a few dozen rooms, several dozen maybe rooms that are there. There's like maybe 8 official rooms, if you will, that we created. But all the rest were created by listeners of Free Talk Live and Liberty Radio Network. And so it gives you that freedom to kind of moderate your own chat room, essentially. So if you want to moderate it with an iron fist and only let in your friends and keep everybody else out, you can do that. You can have a private room. It can be encrypted or unencrypted or completely public or some mix of those things. So it's up to you how to run the room. But what happened, like maybe a month or two ago, somebody noticed that there were these Ukrainian rooms that started showing up on our server list.
Were they in Ukrainian or just like pro-Ukraine?
Some of them were in Ukrainian. Others were, you know, perhaps pro-Ukraine or whatever. But the thing was, they weren't making the rooms on our server. they were showing up on our list of rooms, but they were on other Matrix servers. So somehow, whoever it was that was putting these into our list was exploiting a quote-unquote feature that I believe we've now disabled. But the feature essentially allowed some stranger to come into our server and say, oh, I think my room should be listed on your server's list, even though it's not even on your server. Because Matrix is connected. It's what they call federated to other Matrix servers all around the planet. So these rooms were not part of our server, but they were listed on our list. And it made it look like we were this pro-Ukraine server, and that's not the case. I mean, you can be pro-Ukraine if you want to, but I don't think the server needs to be filled up with a bunch of junk rooms that our listeners did not actually create. Now, there would be absolutely nothing preventing someone from going in right now and creating some sort of pro-Ukraine or pro-Russian or whatever room on the server. But the thing with that is you start with one member when you create a room. You. You, the person who created the room. You
it only
have
gets
to,
popular if people actually care
right.
about it.
Yeah, so these rooms were coming in from other servers that already had hundreds of people in them. So when you went to look at the list of our rooms on the server, you'd see, like, the Free Talk Live On Air Now room was, I think, one of the top ones. The Free State Project, I think, is a pretty big one. And then, like, the third option was some Ukraine room.
That's so weird.
Yeah, so we fixed that problem as of today. Those rooms have been flushed from the server because, again, they're not on our server. They were just in our server list. But as far as, you know, other rooms are concerned, you can make whatever you want. Have at it. Just go to chat.freetalklive.com, and you can learn. There's some step-by-step instructions there as to how to go and create your account and get into our Matrix server, which, again, is our server. We run it. It's on our hardware, so it's not Facebook. It's not Twitter. It's not some YouTube, Google, mega corporate entity that's running this thing. So you get a lot more freedom to express yourself.
Kind of a big breath of fresh air.
It really is. It's nice. Now, there's some, you know, some unfresh people there that you might encounter, but if you don't like what, you know, if you don't like what you see, just hit the ignore button or whatever. Just click on the person and
tell them
you don't want
to
see it anymore.
It's great to just block people on there. Other people will be like fighting with them, and I'll be like, it's so nice to not be able to see the replies of this toxic person you could just block.
Yeah, and if you don't want to, you just leave. You really don't want to see what's going on. Just leave that room and start your own. So check it out at chat.freetalklive.com. I did run across a couple of other interesting things to share about this Nord Stream 2 situation. This is from RT.com, which, of course, is Russia Today. That's their official propaganda arm. And they have this to say in a story about the potentially irreparable damage. So we talked about how Joe Biden in February promised to basically take out the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which has now been bombed, apparently, this week. But a group of senior German MPs were quick to point the finger at Russia and blame Moscow for the incident. Quote, an attack on the energy supply infrastructure is intended to spread fear and terror, according to Roderick Kaiswetter, a German MP and spokesman for crisis prevention. He said further, quote, therefore, it is likely that Russia is trying to stir up uncertainty among the European population, unquote, and is supposedly to demonstrate its ability to attack critical infrastructure, he added, accusing Moscow of employing a state terrorism approach. The head of the German Parliament's Defense Committee, Marie-Agnes Strack-Zimmermann, told journalists, quote, that it cannot be ruled out that such attacks will be directed by Russia in order to shake our markets, unquote. She also used the occasion to call on Germany and the EU to free themselves from the dependence on Russian raw materials as quickly as possible. So you got the people in Germany who previously had an agreement with Russia to operate this pipeline, but then froze the operation before it even got started, and now it's been bombed. They're saying Russia sabotaged their own $20 billion pipeline here just to stick it to the European Union. It just doesn't make sense.
That's hard to believe. I mean, I don't know how that... I can't think of any rational reason why that would benefit Russia. I mean, they're losing the business. It's getting shut down. Now they have to pay to repair it. Who else is going to repair it?
I mean, presumably it would be either Germany or Russia's responsibility. I think it's a partnership on this pipeline. I don't know, you know, if it's 50-50 or if it's all owned by Russia or exactly how the arrangement is. But, yeah, it would be one of them. And then somebody else cited that apparently the Polish FM, which I presume is the same thing as PM, whatever the hell that stands for there.
Foreign minister.
The Polish FM publicly thanked the United States for the apparent sabotage on Twitter.
Well,
according to Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova, she urged the UN to treat the U.S. as the possible culprit behind the attacks on the Nord Stream pipelines. And so I guess what has happened here is a number of Western nations have opposed the undersea pipelines delivering gas to Europe both before and after Moscow launched its military operation in Ukraine. The recently built Nord Stream 2 network, which never went into operation due to Germany's refusal to certify it. So it's just a bureaucratic step that has not been taken with this pipeline, has drawn particular opposition from countries like the U.S. and Poland, which had called for the pipeline to be quote-unquote totally scrapped.
Well, it's not because she has, like, inside information, right? It's just because she assumes that it was the United States, so she's saying that?
You mean the Polish finance or Polish minister?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know who that person is, but they apparently thanked the U.S. for the sabotage. So, yeah, they don't know. I don't think they know for sure.
They're just spitballing.
Yeah. But it's interesting.
Logical. Yeah. I mean,
it doesn't make sense that Ukraine would do it unless they wanted to make Russia look bad, you know, to essentially frame up Russia, because, you know, Ukraine wants their benefactors to probably make it through the winter, I would think.
And not that I want the United States government to be not complicit. I would love to prove that they're just dirtbags going around attacking people all the time, property, and don't respect anyone. But this is also why you should never say what your intentions are before you do them.
You just do it,
mm-hmm. and you shut up about it. In this case, even if the U.S. didn't do it, if you're just rambling and nobody actually in the United States government actually had anything to do with it, it's easy to pin on them because they said he's already just talking about that. You know,
that's a great point. And so we'll keep our eyes on this situation as it is developing. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here at 603-283-6160. So let's focus a little bit more closer to home. Bonnie, you have this story about the credit card debt crisis. And I don't have the average number, but I bet it's going to appear in this story of what the average American or the average American household's credit card debt is. I know last time we saw it, it was in the thousands of dollars. So let's hear about it. What's going on?
This is from FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, and it's called How the Government is Causing a Credit Card Debt Crisis. Inflation isn't letting up, and it's a top concern for Americans right now. But we just learned of yet another way surging prices are hurting families, leading them into huge amounts of credit card debt. More Americans are racking up credit card debt as inflation pushes up the cost of food, utilities, and other staples, CBS News reports. 60% of credit card holders have been carrying balances on their cards for at least a year, up 10% from 2021, which we reported before with Aria. We reported that fact, that he's talking about it. 59% of Americans who earn less than $50,000 a year carry a credit card balance from month to month, the reporting notes. The percentage drops.
So 59% of Americans
who earn less than $50,000 a year
have, and so that's the majority of Americans below 50K, have credit card balance, which means that they are paying interest through the nose. And we'll talk more about that coming up here and how it's changing now, getting worse with inflation, because it was already bad. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.